Today is Monday, July 27th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I'm going to go ahead and kick us off with a little bit of a voicemail in today's episode. So let's go ahead and try to play that. My computer is going to ask me for a PIN. I don't know why it's...
Hey, Adam, this is Scott, the Sater, a.k.a. Sater69 on the Twitters. I'm coming in for the Switch Census. You know, for somebody with a lisp, that would be a bitch. Switch Census. you're a one percenter, and everyone's a one percenter with all their switches. I have seven. I live in an apartment. I have seven. I've got one. When you come in the front door, I've got one to the right of the front door. That's for the kitchen. I've got one to the left of the front door. This is a weird one because it's got two switches, one for the front porch light, one for the living room. So that's three. We have three so far. In the kitchen, I do have a switch for the garbage disposal. That's my impression of my garbage disposal. That is now one, two, three, four. Four switches. When you walk through the living room to the right, there's the bathroom. There's a switch in the bathroom to turn on the bathroom light. That's one, two, three, four, five. Five switches. I have a two-bedroom apartment. Each of the bedrooms has another switch. That's six and that's seven. That's all. That's all I got. I got seven freaking switches. You and your 800 switches. That's just crazy. This is a Sater. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you so much for your call, Scott, or Steve, as we like to call you. You know, that's really... So I have lived... So we rented a townhome, and then before that, we rented like a condo sort of townhome, and before that, we rented a house, and now we've bought this house. And we've lived in anywhere from 1,500 square feet in the past 8 years to right now we're in 3,000 square feet. But what surprises me is, first of all, maybe it's because these have been relatively newer places. But, and so maybe in older homes or older apartments or whatever, you have less switches. And I know this has got to be so, so interesting for people. But I found that there are multiple switches for the same light. So, for instance, in the last place we lived, there were, for the living room overhead lights, like the can lights, you know, there were three different places. And it wasn't even a very big living room. It's not like you couldn't walk to the one switch, right? But they include multiple switches for the same light. In fact, that's one of the reasons that it was complicated for us to do home automation, because we had to find switches. That reminds me, I still owe Nessa links. Sorry, Nessa. Anyway, so there, even though there may only be one or two lights in the room, I would have multiple switches for that same light. And the same thing is true here in this house, especially in the living room and the kitchen. We have at least two to three switches for each light in the living room and kitchen. And we have overhead lights, we have fan lights, we have the hanging lights over the island, we have backlight in the kitchen that's like under counter lighting and like all this stuff. And there's multiple switches for those. So it just adds up really quickly. And the other thing I'm surprised is, even in an apartment, usually you'll have a fan and a light, or at least the fan itself will have a light on it. And most of the time, those will have two switches, but maybe, so you have one for the fan and one for the light, right? They're separated. So even in my house right now, we have a fan with a light attached to it. One switch is for the light, one switch is for the fan. So even though it's like the same thing. So I don't know. Maybe it's a newer home thing. Maybe newer homes, they include more switches, you know, and they separate things out. And in older homes and older apartments, maybe they just put one switch. And then if you have a fan with a light, you have the chain or whatever that you, you know, turn the fan off or the fan on, but you leave the light on or vice versa or whatever. I don't know. I don't know. But thank you for the call. It's very interesting to know. I guess I would like to know, like, what year was your apartment built? Maybe we could do a little bit of a, you know, investigative reporting here where we see, you know, if your home was built before this certain year or your apartment, you're going to have a smaller number of switches. And if it's built after this, you know, switch count started going up. I don't know. I'm not really sure, but I do appreciate your call. So over the weekend, we had Pokemon Go, and it was Pokemon Go Fest. I don't know. I know that RT Cruiser, and I don't know if RT Cruiser listens to this podcast, but I think he said at one point he does. So I don't know. I mean, who am I to not believe what he's saying? So we had Pokemon Go Fest. So basically, normally you would buy a ticket and you would go to Chicago or, you know, Dubai, or I don't know about Dubai, London, or, you know, wherever I don't know where they hold them. And they would usually have them in a park, and you would, you know, you'd have to be in, have a ticket, and you'd have to be geographically located within that area. Well, this time, because of coronavirus and everything, they did a virtual one where you could play from home. Well, this goes from 10 in the morning until 8 in the evening, Saturday and Sunday. But I had other things I had to do as well. So I, at some point on Saturday, I mowed the front yard, but I didn't want to mow the entire thing because I was trying to, I've been getting heat stroke, you know, recently when I mow the yard. And so I mowed the yard. We played Pokemon Go. We made breakfast or picked up breakfast, and we sat on the couch and we played Pokemon Go, and we watched one of our favorite YouTube Pokemon Go players or whatever. He now streams on Twitch. So we turned on Twitch and we were playing Pokemon Go while we were watching, or we were actually watching the streamer while we were playing Pokemon Go. So we did that. And I also had a cocktail hour, a Zoom cocktail hour for Pride 48. And so that started at 7 my time, so 8 Eastern. And so I needed to set up the Zoom link for that. I set up the Zoom link for that. And we eat late. Mark and I eat late. And so we eat around 8 o'clock in the evening every night. And so whenever we have these Pride 48 events that are at 8 in the evening, it always, you know, messes up my eating schedule. And maybe we are in the minority. Maybe most people eat at 6 or 7 or 5 if you're older. But I like to eat later because if I don't, and I have, some people have said that, oh, well, you gain weight, or, you know, you have trouble losing weight the later you eat. I don't think that's true, because I think it's just total calories in, total calories out sort of thing. I don't really think it matters, like, when during the day that you eat. In Spain, they don't eat dinner until like 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. So if Mark and I lived in Spain, people would think we were eating early. Regardless, we eat around 8 or 8:30. And so I set up the Zoom link, got all that ready, and then, you know, joined the Zoom at 7/8 because I'm Central Time. And so it was 7 my time. So I was there for the first hour, and I told everyone, oh, I have to go to have dinner. And I was like, oh, you can't just, you know, stay on the Zoom call. You have to go have dinner, you know, whatever. And everybody's like, oh my God, Adam, you eat so late. What are you doing? I don't think it's very late. Again, if I have any Spanish listeners, I don't think I do, but if I have any Spanish listeners from Spain, I mean, you should call in and tell me what time you normally eat dinner, because I swear Spanish people, like, they take a nap in the afternoon. And so I guess they probably don't finish working until 7 or 8 in the evening. And then they come home, you know, do whatever they've got to do. And then, you know, eat, go out to eat. Well, not now during COVID, but, you know, eat around 10 o'clock or even later. Maybe some people have it at 11 or midnight. So I guess we just live in the wrong country is basically the bottom line. So I mowed, did the Zoom thing, and ate. And then I had Mix Minus with Daniel. in the evening. So we stayed on and we recorded Mix Minus, and that was my day. I mean, you know, long day. We actually ended a little bit earlier. I was done by like 11:45 p.m. my time. Normally, Daniel and I, because we love each other so much, we're on that stream until 2 or 3 in the morning. Mark has already gone to bed. I have to sneak down, hope that Sydney doesn't bark, because she sleeps in the bed with us. So she's already on the bed with Mark. But this time, Mark was still awake. And we had a little bit of a conversation. I brushed my teeth and got ready for bed and all that and got in the bed. And then on Sunday, we had Pokemon Go again. And, you know, but I had to finish mowing as well. So I had to mow. And that took longer than I thought it was going to take. And I thought, you know what? I found a good solution to this bagging the grass. Because I had been pouring the grass out on the ground. And then the next day or a couple of days later, Mark and I would go take the bags and by hand, we would put the grass in the bags. Well, I figured out that the new bags that we've got from Walmart were big enough that I could fit the lawnmower bag into the paper bag and then just dump the grass in there. But then what I realized is I was not able to get as much grass in the paper bag because, I mean, I can't really explain it, but I couldn't pack it down as much with this method. So about half, and it was taking so long because I was getting so many grass clippings in this bag that every time I would make one rotation around the yard, I would have to stop and dump the grass into the bag, and it was taking extra time. So I finally just started dumping it on the yard again. But then after I finished mowing, I then went by hand and put everything in the bag. And Wes Stone said that grass is producing methane and it's probably flammable, so we shouldn't keep them in the garage. So now we're keeping those grass bags on our back porch, and tonight we're going to take them and put them in the dumpster. So, all right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.